Chapter 18, The Trial. Only a month earlier, I had been on national television, appearing in bit parts in Ellen Cleghorn sketches. And now here I stood before a judge, wearing some sort of ridiculous orange jumpsuit, found guilty by a jury of my peers, about to be sentenced, and trying to figure how it had come to this. And maybe I was guilty, but of what, really? Attempting to hire a hitman to kill a close friend of mine? Well, if they convicted everybody who was guilty of that, they'd have to build a lot more prisons in this country, brother. And what had I done anyway? I had never actually met a hitman. By the prosecution's own admission, the police officer I met with at the Stage Deli had never killed a single man in exchange for cash. All I'd really done was eat a Reuben with a policeman. I had a very good lawyer, and he tried to get the charge reduced to eating a Reuben with a policeman. But the judge did not go for it. I thought we had a pretty good defense. We made the point that people die every day. It's not such a big deal. We showed the jury a picture of Sarah Silverman, and they all agreed she was a knockout, and one man even made a loud wolf whistle. We tried to get the jury to believe that I had an evil twin brother, and it was he who was guilty, and not me. And we even told them not to feel bad charging me with the crime because we understood that it was a natural mistake. But that fell apart when it turned out my evil twin brother had an ironclad alibi. He had been down south on a multi-state killing spree at the time. Even though I was found guilty, I never blamed my lawyer. I mean, he was no Ben Matlock, but he was good. The problem was, I was just too guilty. But I was a man, I'd made a mistake, and I was willing to face the consequences of my actions. I started to think how maybe I should have taken that plea bargain, though. My lawyer was very good friends with the DA. He had come to me one day, giddy, and told me of the deal he had struck. If I pleaded guilty and apologized to Mr. Attell in court, I would receive a sentence of one mid-afternoon in prison. No way, I said. I want my name cleared, and I will never apologize to Dave Attell. He was the guy I was trying to have murdered, and you want me to apologize to him? Well, now, as I stood to hear the judge's decision, that plea bargain was starting to look pretty good, and that sentence of one mid-afternoon was starting to seem pretty short. Mr. McDonald, you are found guilty and sentenced to serve 40 years in a maximum security prison. Is there anything you would like to say to this court? Oh, I had plenty to say to this court, all right. Your Honor, you have sentenced me to prison. But let me say this. The real prisons in this country are the classrooms and the cubicles. The real prisons are the mausoleums we call houses. And the life sentence we are given is a job where we have to wear a tie that slowly strangles us and a woman who finds us full and leaves us empty. I will go to your prison, it is true. But there is something honest and true and noble about prison. You give up your freedom, yes. But in exchange, you are given a roof over your head, 3 squares a day, and all the morphine you want. And I guess that's good enough for the likes of me. There's no morphine in prison, son, the judge sighed. What? I had clearly been misinformed.